Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get around Bouchard, who forces him off the puck. Hyman has hit the crossbar. McDavid, a goal post here in the OT. McDavid picks one back to the net.
Connor McDavid setting up Leon Draisaitl for the game winner in overtime. Explaining McDavid to maybe a hockey fan or a person that's never seen him play hockey. It'd be like if there were a player in the NBA that could jump 30 feet in the air. He can literally do things that other players can't do. He gets a full head of speed. He smokes Jack Eichel, who is hopeless on that play. Eichel, an elite defensive player, is smoked on that play, as he most would be. Going face up against McDavid, and then, you know, incredible play from McDavid.
Like I said, it's the closest I've ever felt bad for Jack.
Yeah.
It's the closest I've ever felt to being like, that's just a tough spot for
anybody,
any player ever. Question.
Sure.
Hypothetical. Obviously, this is going to be a hypothetical. McDavid versus McDavid in that moment.
Oh, does McDavid smoke McDavid?
Yes.
Yes.
I think I agree. I know it's very much a hypothetical.
Listen, I know the Pope is from Chicago. Now we're doing the Ditka versus mini Ditkas bit. It's time to do it.
Would McDavid beat McDavid skating backwards?
Would Ditka stop McDavid?
That's the question.
Would McDavid beat the 85 Bears? That's where this is naturally going. Would McDavid be able to get through Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen? All right,
not both. I'm saying not both, but
803-0550. All right, I want to tie together a couple of ends here and have a conversation about the Bills on Christmas.
Yeah. By the way, Jeremy, during break, sometimes I feel like we might need to get have segments that are dedicated specifically to video during the break.
Yeah.
Because somebody could have photoshopped like a mad scientist. The things you were doing, you were like, wait, it's going to be here and they're going to announce this. He's like, no, I'm going to save it. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to save it.
Well, this was always,
so here we go.
It's like the movie where it's been right in front of
us
the whole time. The answer has been right in front of us the whole time. And I've got a guy, CJ on Twitter saying I've been saying this for a week. I've thought for a long time the Bills are going to play on Christmas. All right, let's tie the threads together and then decide how we want to do this. Bills fans, let's get on the phones with what you would prefer. That way we're not complaining about it after the fact. If we get on the record first, you get to complain afterwards. So here it is. The 2025 NFL schedule release is Wednesday, May 14th. The guests on that show include Jim Nantz, Kevin Burkhardt, Al Michaels, and Deion Dawkins.
Oh!
Now that's Wednesday.
Right.
So The Buffalo Bills offensive tackle is just going to be one of the featured guests on the schedule release. My guess is, what are they going to do? They're going to want to have some conversations about the Bills' schedule. Deion, what do you think about blank? Now, what are the things they might ask Deion Dawkins about? I know. Well, Deion, we see the schedule here, and it looks like such and such will be the final game at Highmark Stadium regular season. What will that be like? Isn't that definitely a question for Dawkins in as part of... Okay.
100%.
As part of the same story at NFL.com. Ahead of the release of the 2025 schedule, the league's broadcast partners will announce select games on the following days. Very well. Again, this is just a theory. I don't know this. I'm not reporting this. I'm just tying together some threads. On Monday...
Three games get announced?
When we are back on Monday, on the Today Show... We find out a game from NBC. That's probably the NFL kickoff opener, the first game. Okay. Eagles and somebody in Philadelphia, the NFL kickoff Thursday night.
Eagles, Cowboys. No, it won't be division.
Could be.
It won't be division.
Fox will announce one. And
not going to be the Bills.
Prime Video will announce one. Now, let's go through the history of Prime.
Let's do it. Short.
It used to be that Prime would announce the first game. Chargers Chiefs was announced as like a week two game. Maybe the first ever Prime game was Chargers-Chiefs. Then Prime got into the Black Friday game. What does Prime have this year? The third Christmas game.
Yep.
The first two are on Netflix, and the third one is on Prime. So Prime has a Christmas game. Prime gets to announce its big, hey, look what you can get on May 12th, Monday. They will announce... one of their games, will it not be the Bills on Christmas night? The night game, 8 p.m. in Buffalo, close the stadium with Josh Allen, the NFL MVP, against, you decide. Is that, you know, Patriots? Is that Cincinnati?
Yeah.
How big of a game do they want for that? You know, the NFL schedule always has a degree of gambling that this game will still be important way down the line.
Right.
But, you know, you do the best you can. Bills, home, Highmark, 8 p.m. Christmas night. That's my bet.
And that's the regular season finale at the stadium.
Yes. Yep. What a special occasion it would be.
Yes.
Would Bills fans feel more inclined to go on Christmas if it's, hey, it's the last one over here?
And if it's night, it's Christmas Day, yes. Yeah.
So I posted a couple of Twitter polls about this. One, if they're going to play on Christmas, I almost wanted to say, once we accept that they're playing on Christmas, the better off we're all going to be.
They are, yeah.
Would you prefer home or away on Christmas? Give us a call on this. We have wide open phone lines to Friday. We're, you know, mailing in the show. kind of. 803-0550. Would you prefer home or away? Would you prefer 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock? Doing that, I'm able to piece together another poll, a third one, all in, based on that, home 4, home 8, away 4, away 8. Guess what everybody wants as their most chose? Home 8 o'clock is the choice. 57% want it to be home. 42%, that's leading the way, would choose it to be at 8 p.m. on Christmas night. And home 8 p.m. when put up against other options, that is the number one choice.
Here's why I would make an argument for away. And I love the conversation about why it could be home and it'd be their regular season finale. I'm good. If that's the case, I'm good with that. I think it's a good idea. Here's why I would tell you I think I could make a case for that game if they're going to play a night game or even just any game on Christmas for it to be away. Because if it's on TV and it's away, it's a 3.5 hour investment on Christmas. If it's home, it's an 8 hour. It's an 8 hour time investment on Christmas.
That's right. There's no disputing that. I mean, when you see what time a game is, it's like, all right, well, 3 hours before.
Yep.
And 2.5 hours after.
Yep.
There's no doubt about that.
It's a 8+ hour in time investment on Christmas, and I think a lot of people are going to have to. Listen, if it comes out, there's going to be lots of time to plan. So, like, people will be like, oh, we're really excited about it. That might be our best tailgate of the year. But I would tell you, I think for most people, for it being away, I think it's why having the away games on Thanksgiving have been good for Bills fans, is everybody can treat Thanksgiving normally, and then there's a Bills game inserted in the middle of it. And I think that's kind of how it would be if it was away. It'd be a normal Christmas with, instead of 24 full hours of A Christmas Story, it'd be like 18 hours of Christmas Story and then Bills football in the evening.
Thanksgiving prime time is also available.
Yeah.
And is that not a prime game? That's a Thursday night. That's Thursday night football. Maybe it's not Christmas night.
CBS, right, is the 12:30 game. Well, now 1 o'clock game.
Uh-huh.
CBS, Fox is the second game.
Uh-huh. And then NFL Network used to get that Thursday night game. But
it's prime, I would guess. Because I think NBC, no, it's been NBC.
It has? Okay.
Yes, because I remember they did the Thursday and then they had to go back-to-back and do the Sunday night.
Okay. Well, could be Thanksgiving night. What if we get just like all the holidays?
I think there's a good chance that the Bills will have the most home primetime games they've ever had. I think they're going to get every network at home.
Yeah, that seems possible. And again, like 4:25 isn't exactly the primetime,
but it's the national
window. Standalone.
Yep.
Right, Nance and Romo are here for Bills.
But I think
Bills Bengals
Monday night, Sunday night, Thursday night, and a prime. Well, prime is. So what would be the other? Yeah, I think they're going to have a home primetime game on every network. This is the last year in the stadium. 100% to me. If they end up with, how many primetime games did they have last year without flex? Seven?
You're allowed to have six. Then add one in, I believe. Or six is the cap.
I think you can guarantee they're getting six with a potential flex at seven.
Yeah.
And four might be home.
If you had the power, would you undo it and play Sundays at 1 o'clock?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Isn't that just a thing we like to complain about without actually thinking we just want to play Sunday at 1 o'clock?
I remember...
Can anybody else...
Being envious?
Feel that?
Envious of primetime. I'm no longer envious of primetime.
You would prefer zero. You prefer
not
to go back
zero.
To... Well, that's what I'm asking
one
you.
Or two.
You have the opportunity to go back to all Sunday at 1. You push that button?
Yeah, I would.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday 1 o'clock is just such an elite. It feels right. It feels like NFL football.
Nobody's seeing your games anymore. Well, I mean, you're still seeing some games. It's like eight games on at a time.
Right.
You're not winning the MVP playing Sunday at 1.
Probably not. Well,
you might.
No, probably not.
You might.
Yeah.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. London is possible still.
Yeah.
But there's a report that actually, both spots the Bills could go would be locked up. It could be Pittsburgh in Ireland.
Yep.
Or Cleveland in London, and there's a report that Minnesota will get both of those games.
I would really like, if they're going to get an international game, the Ireland game would be, it'd be a really good game. I don't care. I won't even care who the opponent is, but if Bills Steelers in Ireland, you have probably the two best traveling fan bases in the league. That would be good.
It does mean we don't get to go try and take over Pittsburgh, which, depending how late in the season that is, and if Mason Rudolph's their quarterback or not. They might trade for Romeo Doubs. They might add Aaron Rodgers. Still, like, Pittsburgh's offseason's not over yet. I mean, they just made a
trade. No, it kind of feels like it's starting.
Right, they just traded a receiver. So, you know, it's definitely still happening. Anyway, who's the best? If they're going to play Christmas, last year's Christmas games were good games.
They were good games.
They were four playoff teams in the AFC.
It was the Chiefs, right?
Chiefs and Steelers.
Yeah.
And Texans, Ravens.
And that game, I remember, we were invested in that Chiefs-Steelers game.
Yes, because if the Chiefs won, they locked up the one seed. And they did. Like, it wasn't a close game either. They pretty much cruised the whole time.
Yeah, that wasn't even close.
No. And then Houston and Baltimore was the same. Didn't Houston get their doors blown off?
That was the Tank Dell game. Right?
That Tank Dell, what? Tank Dell got hurt. He got hurt against the Chiefs.
Okay, so that was after that.
Yes.
Okay. It was like a week after that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Texans, Chiefs, we were hoping for the Texans to show up, you know. It was a whole season of hoping the Chiefs would lose a game.
Yep.
It's one thing that about last year, like, and whether or not the Bills are able to get the one seed, and if they can do that, it might be a year where the AFC is more balanced. I mean, are the Chiefs going to go 16-1 again? I know they lost two because they lost one that didn't matter, but that race was not all that interesting. When the Bills won that game here, that was to keep it interesting.
Yes.
And then they lost the next week.
For the right to keep it interesting.
Yeah, and then it was kind of over.
Yeah.
At that point. The one seed would be nice.
The one seed would be great. We've been chasing that. The extra week. The Bills have been chasing that.
The get healthy week.
For not
just
6 years.
Not just the get healthy week. The two get healthy weeks. I mean, the Chiefs got 2 weeks to get healthy. And the Bills, of course, you know, suffered more injuries along the way. 2 years ago, that was the case. When they're down to the wire to try and beat Miami, which they did. They lost a lot of guys on the way, and it hurts you in the playoffs.
Like,
yeah. I mean, the way that their schedule lines up this year, they've got obviously a really tough home schedule.
The fifth easiest schedule I saw.
It's top heavy, and there's a lot of pushovers.
Yes. You're going to play the Jets twice.
The Jets twice, the Dolphins twice.
The Browns.
Joe yesterday or Wednesday wondered, will they be favored in every game? When
maybe not
the schedule comes out, Baltimore is
home. Yeah.
And they beat Baltimore last time they played. Will they be favored in every game they play?
They were underdogs. They were dogs at home in the playoffs.
In the playoffs, that's right.
So,
but when the schedule comes out, you'll get look-ahead lines for every single game. They'd be favored?
It'd be very close. I think so.
They were favored against the Chiefs. They're always favored against the Chiefs.
They always are.
They've been favored in Arrowhead against the Chiefs.
Yep. They sure have been. Was that 13 seconds?
They were not favored in 13
they
seconds.
They weren't.
No.
It was the next year.
I don't know. Yeah, they're
Are you sure it wasn't 13 seconds?
No, they were not favored to beat them in 13 seconds, no. I don't believe so. When I'm saying they've been favored to beat the Chiefs, they've been favored to beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead in the regular season.
Yes, okay.
Playoffs, I think last year might have been a pick'em or a one-point game. We don't talk about that game.
No, we don't. Last year's game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like the defense was terrible and there were a couple of bad spots.
A couple of bad spots and a drop that you feel like, you know.
Yeah. I guess we do talk about that game.
We do, yeah. Just not in the same framing as 13 seconds. For obvious reasons.
Sure. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I went back because of the Gabe news. I did see all of Gabe's catches from that game. So I saw a little bit of that game and Allen and just, you know, rifling the ball down the field all over the place.
I don't ever think we should normalize how good, how insane that performance from Gabe Davis was and how much of an outlier it was for the rest of his career.
No.
Is there another player in NFL history, especially at the wide receiver position, that has ever had such a outlying one-game sample size and such a mediocre, norm of who he is? Like, just such a one-game wonder. It's hard for me to fathom how you even get to a place where you can be that good in one game and not get remotely close to that ever again. In one other game.
Yeah, he had 200 yards. And last year, I mean, he had a lot of injuries. Last year for the season, he had 239.
Yeah.
But he got hurt a bunch.
He did get hurt a bunch.
I mean, mediocre, sure.
Yes.
I don't want to...
Wide receiver 2.5.
Okay, sure.
That's what he is.
I don't want to downplay Gabe too much. I mean, Gabe was a nice player.
He was.
It was a great draft pick for the Bills. It was a good success story. And, you know, that was definitely his finest hour.
And there's nothing wrong with that being his finest hour. It's just, to me, him being, and because of that game, there was such an, I think, unfair optimism for him to use that game as a leaping board for him to be a great player, to be a true wide receiver too. Like, that game makes you think he's got T. Higgins level ceiling. It just never materialized.
No.
Never materialized. It just was never as good. It wasn't even half as good. Is his next best game the Steelers game? It's basically one catch.
Well, if you're looking just for production, he had two big catches in that game, two big touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know, he had his big moments. He had moments where he came through. I mean, we called him Big Game Gabe in part, because of 13 seconds. Yeah. But against the Colts in the playoffs, yep, he was very, very good. Made a lot of important
sideline catches.
That's right.
Especially at the end of that game, yep. At the end of the half.
He's a big-time success story for the Bills in terms of, you know, using a pick.
And developing it,
yeah, and then saying goodbye at the right time.
Yeah.
Which is
clearly,
you know, a big part
clearly.
Of it. Yep. I bet he catches on somewhere like, I don't know, this weekend, soon?
Yeah, it'll be soon for him. And like you said Pittsburgh, I said New York. Both of those teams could use a big outside receiver. Makes a ton of sense. He's got history with Dable. That's where I would think it makes sense. But yeah, he'll be. I do find it like the Jaguars really changed that room in a year.
Yeah.
I mean, Brian Thomas Jr. was the nice piece they had there, but it was Christian Kirk and Gabe. That was supposed to be their duo, and both are gone in 1 year. Brian Thomas and
Travis Hunter.
You want it's gonna be awesome.
Yesterday off the air, Josh, he got on a fake report.
The number thing where he was going to switch from 12 to 21.
Which I think, half kidding, should be real.
I also saw that tweet, and I knew
Travis Hunter was going to have to wear different numbers at cornerback and wide receiver, which is, of course, absurd.
Yes, absolutely absurd.
He said it. I thought, there's no way that's true, but maybe it should be. Maybe you have to go to the sideline every time and change from, you know, 21 to 7.
Velcro numbers.
Ooh.
See, you've already solved the problem. Just swap a new number on to play the different position. I liked it.
I thought Velcro numbers a lot.
I thought it made sense. 803-0550, our phone number. It's Jeremy and Nate. Nate's in for Joe today if you want to give us a ring. And Bill's on Christmas. I expect it. We might find out as early as Monday. Maybe Thanksgiving night, but you know, get yourself ready for that primetime schedule. When we return, Dane Smith of the Buffalo Bandits. Bandits are on to the NLL Finals, waiting for an opponent. We'll chat about that with Dane as they get geared up for the finals. You can get tickets, of course, still. So it's coming up. Little Bandits talk on the other side here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.